Dear God, we come before you asking you to watch over us as we go through this business meeting. Help us to keep in mind your goals and keep in mind the things that are best for your kingdom and for the spreading of the gospel to reach as many souls as possible. I just always realize that, you know, a lot of these physical things that we have to deal with can be distracting, but ultimately if our focus is on you and on your goals, then that'll help us to come to better clarity and make quicker and better decisions. I ask for your wisdom and ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. All right, real quickly, financial update. Balance is $117,629. The only really thing that stands out on this month, this is last month's expenses since we started a new quarter. We had quite a few more expenses, and it was because of the maintenance of the roof. That's that $27,000 expense there about halfway down the page. It was for getting that roof replaced, and of course it was a net zero because the insurance check that got deposited as well. The only other thing for this upcoming month, it wasn't quite on this month's finances because they haven't cashed it yet. They got the check. They'll probably cash it tomorrow or the next day. But we have a $10,000 payment for our insurance that will be coming out. So we will probably have a deficit for next month just because of that one-time yearly payment that we make to the insurance. But that is all that I have for finances. Any questions about any of that you see? Okay. Second on the list, audiovisual update from Dad about the upgrades.
Okay. Does anyone not have the sheet that I have?
Let me get a picture.
Just to kind of give you an overview, there are two reasons for this sheet. Number one, when we're talking about audiovisual upgrades, the first thing that we need to do, if you don't mind, is a slight upgrade to my computer. It's simply that the video processing is causing hang-ups on my computer. I usually have to reboot especially with Jeremiah's long lessons, I had to reboot the computer three times to get it to actually process the video and get it uploaded. And I really think the problem is insufficient RAM memory. So if you'll notice, there's a $107 to $120 cost where I can get 32 megabytes. Presently we've got 12 gigabytes in my computer for making that work, so it won't be crashing on me over and over again. And also my laptop battery has failed, so the only way I can use it is by having it plugged in all the time. I'd like to get another battery that's about $40. So can I have approval for that? Anybody have any problems with that? All right, then the rest of this is basically we were talking about kind of having an overview, getting ideas as to what we would want with the AV setup. I have contacted two different AV companies that, you know, build systems and do things for churches or other businesses. Neither one of them got back with me. I made phone calls and sent emails and never got, so apparently they don't want our business. So I'll keep trying until I find someone who's willing to work with us. I don't know what the problem is. But apparently they're either got plenty of business or they're just fly-by-night groups that have a nice website. I don't know. But I'll figure something out. If anybody has any ideas to who to contact or who would be willing to help, or if you would like to take this over, feel free. I've got my ideas on paper. But this is my idea. And I would like y'all to look over it and see, and not necessarily today, but before we start pursuing this, if there's something that's missing, or something that needs changing, or something that's inappropriate, that you would let me know so we can kind of make this available to the companies and let them know what we're trying to do. So just very quickly going over it. The purpose is to relocate and improve AV capabilities for consistency and ease of use. We talked about removing the window upstairs as the probable way of doing this, running all the equipment cables and such up there so that one individual can be taken care of. The live streaming of the PowerPoint slides, the preachers, doing all the work up there, and also having access to the amplifier so that if needed, volumes can be turned up or down and adjusted. Video switches, anything else that's necessary. So if you look at the wish list that I have, the third heading, whenever possible, use existing equipment. I don't think that we should try to say, okay, we need a new speaker system. We need to get these working better. because they have a buzzing that we need to get rid of. And I think an AV group, a company, would be able to do that better than the electricians who put them in. But having said that, these are plenty powerful for us. The amp should work as well. That's not a problem, except it's just in that back closet. But add a TV to the foyer for those who are in the foyer during services, and make sure the nursery TV and the TV in the foyer have access to the video and audio that we're seeing here in the auditorium. Let's see here. So by doing that, there are things that we've accomplished that are mentioned in this. Okay, so the goals is to have dependable and easy use of the PowerPoint in the assembly, and dependable and easy live streaming for those at home. I do want to make one note of one thing. We've been having a lot of problems with the camera, and it's basically because I didn't know what I was doing with regard to trying to troubleshoot it, and I finally figured it out by chance. So the live streaming from the Mevo camera, which is right here, is dependable now. We're not having any knockouts. We went through the entire, from Monday through Friday, the meeting, and today, everything's working good. So I think that helps me. That makes me feel better about it. But anyway, a good audio quality, of course, and then there are two possible options here that I came up with as a thought. One is that for the live streaming, if there could be some microphones picking up the singing, that would be helpful, especially the way we're doing it now. I'm having to go from the pulpit mic to my phone mic for the people at home, and that's not, number one, the quality's not good. It wasn't, was it, Dennis, during the meeting? You probably heard me singing bass all night, and that's it, just about. Yeah. And I'm trying to sing quiet. I really am. I turn my face away from it, and I don't sing as loud as I normally do. But it's right there by me. So if we could do that without too much expense, we don't necessarily need amplification in the auditorium. The singing's fine, but they can't hear it in the live streaming. And if we have that ability with some miking in the auditorium, if it's not too much, it also may be something that would be helpful. Or having a mic that we could pass around in the Bible class with amplification for the classes. That's something we might look at it as well. But I mentioned this is for those people, that we are unique as a church. We don't have performances. Pulpit mic is sufficient. The wireless microphone is sufficient if we have good. We should, if we're doing classes with the pulpit mic, we're having problems right now. That pulpit mic doesn't pick up very well, which is why when we were holding it up there, I was having to kind of put it up on the pulpit, because when the receiver's back in the closet and there's walls in between. But line of sight, if it was up there, the wireless mic would work fine. But anyway, so just that's the idea. The present inadequacies, the amplifier is not accessible. There's no nursery or foyer access other than that little camera up there that turns off quite a bit and is not really good for what we're wanting in the nursery. And then this TV display, I don't know if you notice it occasionally, it strobes. I don't think it's the TV, I think it's the wireless thing we've got going. We can fix it by turning the TV off, turning it back on, resyncing it if we see it soon enough. But anything wireless is not going to be as dependable. So if we were to, as a part of this, do it, if we decide to do it, the best thing would be to make all the connections wired for dependability. So those are the ideas that I have. If y'all have others you want to add or want to discuss any of this, that's fine. But I just want to give you that update. And the fact that I'm trying to call AV companies, but they're not being very responsive right now. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. So I think one of the best ways for us to move forward, does anybody have objection to when he does get a hold of the company to get a quote for all of this? I think nobody has an objection, and that'll give us a starting place as far as the cost is concerned. And then what I think would be the best thing to do is, if you have suggestions or want, you know, additional things to add to this, or you know more than somebody else does about all this stuff, and you see something that might work better or won't work at all, if you would get with Dad, since he got this together, and then we can, kind of narrow it down or expand it as needed, and as our needs are, based on what our needs are and what we're wanting to do. Because again, there might not be something that he didn't think of that somebody else does. But I think that might be the best way to handle that. Anybody object to doing it that way? All right. Good. So get with him. And then we will get...
The only thing that's not listed that we might look at is moving the Wi-Fi up into that room also. For a couple reasons. One, that's going to be our biggest bandwidth draw, so you're going to want to make sure that's the best connection. And also, Wi-Fi signals actually descend, so the higher you can have the router, the better it'll work just for everyone.
I should have done that initially. I didn't know that about Wi-Fi signals. Good enough.
I've got my Wi-Fi router almost on the ceiling in my house.
Oh, yes, Dick? Well, he's been having a little trouble getting the companies to respond to his emails, so...
And phone calls. I haven't found a company yet. If you have an idea of a company that would do it, let me know. But I'm going to keep looking. We'll find somebody. We just haven't yet.
All right. And I have an individual that could be knowledgeable and all that. Remember, with North Beach. And I can give it to you on that.
Well, you're not right. He might, yeah. He might know somebody that. He might know a company as well.
I think we want somebody that's going to be able to give us a warranty on whatever they do, so that we can call them should we have any problems. So.
Yeah, but he may know someone or something. Big,
yeah, he knows some
contacts.
Yeah.
There are several companies that do that specialize in churches, AV and stuff. And, is that who you've been calling?
First two that I called. Well, first one I called. The second one, no. There's a third one that I want to call this week that does, but. But again, what you have is people who have really fantastic websites, and turns out it's someone working out of the back of their truck. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so any additions to that before we move on? Okay, so the next thing I have is the lawnmower update from Josh. I didn't talk to you.
I've been looking at prices, and I've gone to a few stores like regular local Home Depot and Lowe's. I still need to check out like Tractor Supply and get some views together, but... You know, my hope is that obviously we're in the slow season right now, but I'm hoping some will go on sale.
Yeah, and that was mentioned. Just
so I didn't feel like we were in a real rush to do it, so I've been trying to research it and get an idea of what's most dependable. It's going to be best for our needs.
Well, what's general price range?
So we're looking at, I've been looking more toward like the zero turn mowers, because they've come down a lot since they originally came out of the market. Because they're easier to operate, and they're quicker. they run about $2,500 to $3,000. We're looking at, but which is a little bit more than just a regular riding lawnmower. But for the size of our lot and everything, that would be my recommendation.
Yeah. And the difference in price is going to be about $1,000, right?
Right.
Between the regular long, And I even saw some zero turn, which of course it depends on the size and stuff. I think I saw one for $2,500 at Lowe's or something.
You can get them as low as like $2,000.
But I didn't look at the reviews and dependability and all that stuff.
That's what I'm kind of looking at right now. Is I always hate to buy the cheapest thing on the market, because usually it's the cheapest thing on the market. It's not the most inexpensive. So.
Right. Yeah, okay, then we'll put that off again. I put that on because we talked about it last time. But you're right, it's a lot of those types of things are about to go on sale. So hopefully we can get a deal on that. So just once you see that sale, give us an update. I think we'll probably want to a price on the regular and then a price for the zero turn. And once you have that, then let me know and I'll put that back on the agenda. And if it's a limited thing and it's you find out tomorrow about a deal, then we can meet real quick.
It's Black Friday, you're there at 3 a.m.
There you go. We can meet specifically for that real quick. Any objections to that? All right, the next thing I have and the last thing that I have is, and it's been mentioned several times and I meant to put it on there and I keep forgetting, but we've gone back to completely normal services except for our monthly singing. We had a monthly singing service for one of our Sunday hours, and that was also an opportunity where one of the men in the congregation could give a 10-minute talk as well. And so it's been... No, I skipped one. I skipped yours. I'm sorry, but we'll get back to that since I started. But the... So I just wanted to bring that up. If anybody had any, first of all, does anybody have any objections to that before deciding which one to do it on? Because does anybody have any objections to having our monthly singing again? Okay. And so my suggestion is to flip it. We normally had it in the 9 o'clock. I suggest we flip it to the 11 o'clock since we are partaking of the Lord's Supper in the 9 o'clock hour. That way we don't feel like we have to rush through that because we certainly don't want that. That's my suggestion. Does anybody
second that, if that's how we're doing it?
Second it? Anybody object to that? Okay, then we will start that. It's the fourth Sunday, right?
Yep.
So we will start that in a couple of weeks. Whatever that date is, I don't know. 20-something. The other thing that I skipped, sorry for that, was the website request that Justin received from someone. And I mentioned that to Dad since he was...
Yeah, so somebody said asked me to bring up about the history on the website, and I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And so they directed me, and apparently we have a page that says Congregational History, and it's like, whatever, Westside was founded in February of 1959, and it just continues from there, right? And so their concern was that it might be perceived as biased or inaccurate. If it is biased, I think it's unconscious. You can tell by how it was written that paragraphs were just kind of added over time, right? So, for instance, there's a paragraph in there that says, here's all the folks that served as deacon, and it doesn't actually list everyone that served as deacon. But then later it mentions, well, these couple of people were deacons also. It's like, well, wait a minute, you told me all the deacons. And so there's some things in there that are just kind of structurally, you know, just because whatever, it's been written over time. And so I'm not talking about the style or anything like that, because I went and looked at it. I'd never even seen it before. I went and looked at it, and I recognized what they were talking about. And I didn't care. But it doesn't matter that I didn't care. I still needed to bring it up. Because some of the stuff maybe matters more or less. And some is kind of stylistic, like the names are bolded, but then it turns out they aren't bolded all the time. It's like, well, whatever. Somebody just missed it, right?
Yeah.
But it can lead to misperceptions. Sometimes men are called brothers, and other times they're not. Sometimes there are dates, and other times they're not. I don't know. But the thing that triggered it off that it even came to mind was the new paragraphs that have been added about the dissolution of the eldership and then Bob Ward not being here anymore. And there's nothing in there that I saw that was incorrect, but it's perhaps not as precise and accurate as it should be, and not as complete as it should be. So, for instance, when you look back at when you look back at the founding of the congregation, and it says that several folk from Castlebury moved over here and made a congregation, and then later it says Tom Roberts and several other people moved to make Woodmont. But then when it talks about the stuff that's happened recently, it says that Jerry and Brad Goldman's family left. But it was more than that, right? It was several families that left. And so it's painting it not as precisely as it probably should be. And I can see how someone would take that wrong.
Just as a note, I think the context of that writing, you're right about that. I didn't talk about others leaving, but in the context of that writing, it was elders and deacons that were leaving. The dissolution of the eldership, and they left with their families. But I don't have any problems with that. I'll tell you this: I wrote it about 25 years ago, and added to it piecemeal as time passed.
Yeah.
I never looked at it. I wrote it for a bulletin article based on bulletins that had been on before, put it up on the website on kind of a whim since I had it, and have updated it as time goes on. This may be a moot point, and this is what I want to bring up with regard to it. Was this a criticism recent?
Yeah.
Okay, because the about 2 months ago, we had a crash of our basically our style sheet for WordPress, and I changed the style sheet, and it's no longer accessible, as far as I know, on either the computer or the mobile version.
I think
congregational history?
Congregational
history. It is, because somebody said, hey, go look at this. And I said, I don't know what you're talking
How
about.
How did you find
it? Yeah, it's at the very bottom, because it took me a while to find it.
Okay.
Searched the word history, and it was the second entry.
Yeah, well, it will be in the search. But again, it's not. What I intended to do, I didn't put it back on as listing on the menus. Apparently, there's a bottom menu that I didn't take it off of. But I can do that very quickly to where I can even delete it. It's not an important thing, I don't think. I don't think hardly anybody ever looks at it.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I looked at it, but...
Well, I didn't put it back up whenever I did that, except it accidentally got put up. In other words, it's the file is, or the page, it's a page on the WordPress site, and the page is still there. But my intent was not to link it anymore because I wasn't very happy with my writing anyway. It was piecemeal. It's not a cohesive document. I think it's interesting for someone who wants to know, like our members. That's what I wrote it for initially, but I just put it up because I could. But I'm willing to take it down completely so we don't have to worry about it.
You could do that, or you put it in the members section, but I don't think it...
In my opinion, I don't know that it's necessary for that information to really be that prevalent. You know,
yeah.
Do we really want to air our dirty laundry, so to speak? You know,
well, that's where I read it. That's the way I wrote it as I did. I did not in any way say anything about the fact that we withdrew from them, for example.
Right. Yeah.
Or that all I did was say it was the only thing it could be characterized as an opinion in that regard is that it was a bad situation. How did I put it?
You said it was a blow to our
A blow to our car, which it was. And that's a factual statement, although it...
I would move to just...
But I'm more than happy to make it a big point.
Just getting rid of that page?
I want to keep the material so I can put it on my own computer, but I can delete the page and it's gone. That's not a problem.
Anybody object to that?
Nope.
All right.
We're moving to the members section.
Well, if anybody wants to know the history, I can print them up a copy. That's not a problem.
All right. New business. That's all that I had on the agenda. Does anybody have anything new to discuss today? All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Dick does.
I don't know about the plexiglass. Did they talk about that?
No, I think we decided.
Well, we just decided we were keeping. I think we just prefer to wear the mask instead of the plexiglass. Because we talked about the plexiglass instead of wearing the mask, but.
Desire to withdraw that idea because it didn't seem like it was a lot of traction for him. So.
Well, I'm surely against it. I don't want glass in front of my face. That's just me.
Yes, Dennis.
I kind of debated whether or not to bring this up for discussion, but it's not. I don't guess it's that big a deal. But I don't have a dog in the place. But what it is I've noticed as far as our time that we spend on Lord's Supper, it's gotten shorter, shorter, shorter. And right now it's just that fact. And I was just curious if anybody cared about that, or should we just go ahead and do it that way?
I do. You know, what I've noticed is kind of a difference, and it kind of depends on who's doing it. You know, there seems to be a little bit of, and, you know, part of that is being up there. I know that when I'm up there and you're taking your time to reflect and to think, and it seems like a long time. And I think there might be some, I don't know about y'all, but it's like, I'm thinking, okay, is everybody ready? Because different people have different opinions on it, and you certainly want to, I don't want to rush to it, but that's something that we can try to make more uniform, because I don't know if anybody's rushing through it on purpose necessarily, but what I've noticed is, depending on who does it, sometimes more time is spent, sometimes less time is spent, you're right.
It does seem like a long when you're sitting up there. It does seem like a long time.
Yeah,
like,
it's like,
are they waiting for me? And it's hard for the person up there to reflect because you are constantly thinking, are they waiting for me? Is it time?
We do need to be careful not to rush through that and make sure we give a good amount of time.
I've thought about this a little bit, and what I've tried to do lately, what I tried to do last time I did it was, you think about how we would normally, if we weren't doing the individual cups, everybody already has them in hand in their pew, we would be passing trays front back, and the very last person, we don't really sit and wait for an extra 30 seconds for them to process any extra information. We just walk back up here with the trays, set it down, move to the next thing. So what I've tried to do is, one, listen for all of the caps to snap back on. Some people may not do that, but give people time where you can see that they've had their thoughts, they're processing it the way they should. You can see people thinking about what they should be thinking about. Then I also try to think about, imagine how long would it be for someone to walk from the back to get to the front where we start again. And that's what I've been doing. Else it can drag out, and then everybody starts looking around like, okay, so what's next? Are we going to move on? But you don't want to do it too soon. But I appreciate the brother bringing that up, because I have been trying to be conscious about that while not rushing it.
Yes, just.
So we did bring up in a men's meeting to start having the pause, not just prayer immediately next prayer.
Right.
And I know the first time I did it after that, I sat down in the little pew up there while everyone did whatever. And I just counted to myself, so I'd make sure I didn't sit there too long or short, which is not good, because then I can't focus. So I started using a timer on my phone after that. But I'll tell you what I've found. I find it just works a lot better for me now, how we're doing it. Because before, there's the distraction and the clanking and the moving and the shuffling and kids and, hey, let go of that, you know. Whether with some toddler trying to grab the tray when you pass it by. And here, it's nice because the amen said, everyone partakes, and then everyone can just be quiet and think and reflect and examine. And I don't think sitting there for 90 seconds is an unreasonable amount of time to focus on that. And it is funny because people do start looking around at things, but maybe we could just mention, hey, we're going to intentionally sit here for a minute. And don't look around. Sit there and focus. Really focus for a minute.
That's a good idea. And perhaps a practice of each person that does it is say the prayer and then, you know, have a seat so that there's not that, you know, they're not looking up. And, you know, because they'll kind of have a tendency to be able to hear when you step up to the podium again. And be sure to take a minute or two.
Yes. So what I'm hearing is we need to do it uniformly. Whatever we decide to do as a group here, we should all do it.
Great.
So what's that going
to be? Is everybody fine with the minute between each?
I'd like to start off with that and just see how it's perceived and such. I think it's...
Sit down or sit back from the podium?
I think sit down, like Josh said.
Yeah, I think
if you sit down, and when you stand back up, that kind of lets everybody know that you're getting ready for the next prayer. Yeah.
And so a minute, and after the prayer, sit down. To take time to thank, so everybody will see that. And we can announce that as well. Whoever does the Lord's Supper the next couple of times, we can announce it a couple of times, just, you know, make everybody understand that we're going to deliberately take a little bit more time than we have been to do that. And as far as the minutes, I'm trying to, I guess, figure out how they want to keep that. You know, time run.
When you sit down, look at your watch.
What?
Yeah, look.
Yeah, you're watching.
Have your watch, your phone, or something.
Put a new timer.
Well, we can have a cheap timer put up there where you can hit it, but just taking a glance is a lot better than counting to yourself, because
right.
It's going to be hard to remember the Lord's death while you're counting to 60.
Yeah,
sure. So for some of us, that'll be difficult. Some of you
you're not going to get punished for being at 45 or 75.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.